Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, a little NBA MVP here. On a Tuesday, on You Better You Bet, presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. Download the BetQL app as well. Shout out to all our listeners nationwide. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. 1430 AM, the Bet in Denver. KCBS HD3 Los Angeles. 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. And to all our great viewers, we appreciate all of you on YouTube. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Hit us up on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. On Instagram, at YBYB Sports. I am on both, at The Costos. Ken is on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson, and kindly please rate, review, and subscribe to You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Your support means more to us now than it ever has before. Okay, Ken. We do NBA MVP a lot on the show because there's new information presents itself, and we think we've got like a major edge in this market right now. So why don't you go ahead and tell us what you think as a result of last night's games, Monday night's games in the NBA, and how we apply that to win money betting on this award.
All of our conversations around the MVP, since we've had them, we've had about four of them, I think, on the show. I think people have really enjoyed them. And I think one of the reasons they've enjoyed them is just like it's easy to kind of logic your way through how this plays out and whether there's a valuable decision to be made, easier than a game market or a side or a total market where the resolution of that game is that night. MVP, they're going to award it probably like 4 months from now, honestly. Like the season doesn't even end until mid-July anyway. Award show is usually, if the finals are in June, it's usually mid-July, so probably like mid-August. And because it's so long to tie up your money, there's probably a lot of people with the limits involved. They're like, it's not worth the trouble. For you, the person listening to this, I'm going to guess, just based on the general profile of the casual bettor, this is very worth your trouble, to be honest. I mean, this is like a great way to just kind of build your bankroll. 4 months from now, you can, you know, I think have a really, really good return on investment. Not an auto win, not a lock, but I think something that is insanely likely to win. And all of our MVP conversations have basically revolved around the candidacy of James Harden, because as he started to play better, and as he has pronounced that he thinks he's the MVP of the league, that was two Fridays ago now, his odds have kind of crashed in the market, basically down to basically he's the consensus second choice in a lot of places. There were 3-to-1s, there were 4-to-1s in a lot of places so far. So, you know, I think all of our conversations were like, is that for real? You know, what do we do with James Harden's candidacy? Is there a way to make a valuable decision? My theory the entire time has been that he doesn't have a candidacy, that no matter how well he plays, sort of like with Giannis, the way that he left Houston and the small number of games he's going to end up playing with Brooklyn mean that he actually basically can't win. He would have to play like even more out of his mind than he already was. He'd have to play every game the rest of the year. Jokic would probably have to get hurt or play terribly, and Denver would have to be worse, and Embiid would have to never come back. Like, all those things could have happened, and James Harden could have won. Probably maybe still wouldn't have won because of a guy we're going to talk about in a second, but like could, there was a way he could have, there was a path, but the path was not reflected. Like, he can't be the second choice if that's the path. Makes no sense. Like MB, it's still way more likely to win the award. So Nick, I think Nick, the key to like unlocking this market, so to speak, was basically our identification of Harden as not a viable candidate. Therefore, here's what we should do. And I think we gained more clarity last night when he left the game, re-aggravating, it's not a word, aggravating his hamstring injury. We don't really have a ton of timetable on his return, like a ton of status updates. Seems like day to day, probably going to play a little bit or not. Durant is now going to come back in their next game, which is another thing. So I think in terms of Harden's candidacy, I think we nailed that. And I think
he's done, man. I think last night
it's about It's about 0%. It's really close to zero. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely, because like, look, I think Durant coming back is like the cherry on top of the sundae for all of this.
Right.
But I just think like, what does it do? Like the whole thing with Harden was, you know, Durant's out, Kyrie's missing time, and Harden's kind of holding it together, and he's playing so well, and the Nets are beating everyone just with James Harden, right? And he's kind of like this Iron Man. He's playing it every single game. Well, now he's hurt, right? So you kind of lose the Iron Man aspect of it, and that's fine. I mean, that kind of thing happens, but like, how can you say that Harden's the MVP when like you're basing that on what he's doing with these guys when like the stars aren't there? And then Harden and Durant aren't there, and Kyrie goes for 40-7 and the Nets come from double digits down to beat the Knicks last night. So like, right. Okay, like Kyrie did it too. Harden's not even the best player on the team when it comes down to it, when they're all at the height of their powers. And like, I'm sure Durant's going to come back and he's going to be awesome. So I actually think, I don't want to say like 0%, but
it's really
as close to dead as it can possibly be, James Harden's MVP candidacy.
I think it might actually be 0%, because the scenario that you would lay out for him winning, you'd be like, okay, well, what if Jokic gets hurt, right? That's like the scenario that causes everything to get upset the most, kind of like LaMelo Ball and Rookie of the Year, guy who was clearly going to win the award. And then
I actually think, Ken, it's actually like Kyrie and Durant both have to get hurt.
No, I actually think, well, I think even that doesn't do it. Like, I'm actually saying, like, I don't think Jokic injury, I'm saying these are all things that can happen, but they don't even do it. Because if Jokic gets hurt, now I think you have kind of like one totally viable candidate who's playing again. So like in the last 2 weeks, let's look at what we have. We talked about MVP. We said Jokic and Embiid. Like, these are the two people to just build, buy up all the prices on both of them. If you want to do equal to win amounts, great. Otherwise, like, these are the two players that should be in your portfolio and no one else should be right now. That was how we advised it. It couldn't have worked out better literally for that. So Jokic has continued to play awesome. He had 16 assists the other night. They're winning every single game. Oh, by the way, they're favored by like 15 tonight against Detroit. Like, they're probably going to be at least a top four seed in the West. As long as he stays healthy, he's the MVP way more than his price suggests. The only person that kind of could have caught him, in my opinion, was Embiid, as long as he came back pretty quickly. He did. Now, he's only played one game, and it was against Minnesota. I think he had 24-8, something like that. And then he sat out the second night of a back-to-back. But, like, he's back playing. He was basically the MVP before he got hurt, and he's going to play enough games now where it actually kind of makes sense. If he were to go nuts and Philly's the one seed in the East, like, there's actually a path for him to win the award. He was going to win the award probably before he got hurt. It was going to be him or LeBron, probably him. Like, that actually makes a ton of sense. So you have two guys now where, like, even if tragedy befalls one of them, like, there's no path for Harden here. And the interesting thing for the person listening to this right now, because it's not just like pat ourselves on the back, we have these valuable bets that I think are literally like 99% to win. But like, it's not just that, it's that there's actually still time here because the market moves so glacially. Like, imagine Harden still being the second choice to win an award where we're saying he has 0%. Imagine that being true. Imagine Jokic only having like a perceived like 56% chance to win MVP. It's probably like 80%, to be honest. So like, the good news is for the person listening, these things are still true. And the reason they're still true and the reason why the market hasn't moved is that it's probably not worth the person's time who wants to wait 4 months to get paid out, whatever, $500, $1,000, $2,000, however many books you want to play this in for the limit or less than the limit, whatever you want to do. Like, it's not really worth their time and it's moving glacially. So this is a great market to play. Like, this is a soft market. Baseball tonight, that's not a soft market. Like this is a market you can play into and feel really good about what you're doing and understand why the prices are soft, because you do have to wait 4 months to get the money out, because it's and their payback isn't going to be amazing, because if you build a portfolio with both guys, you're probably sitting on like minus 200, you know, like as a price collectively of those two guys together, or a little bit better depending on what you got. So it all kind of makes like you always got to give up something to get something. It's like there's no amazing perfect millionaire bet, right? Like, we're giving up, we have to wait a long time and the price isn't great, but it's also as close to free money in an awards market as you can possibly get.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Hostos, Ken Barkley running through our thoughts on NBA Most Valuable Player here. I think the one guy that could potentially upend the apple cart for us here, and like I've got the same portfolio that you do, right, with Jokic and Embiid, is Luka Doncic, right?
Yep.
The Mavericks, a really impressive win on Monday night, beat the Jazz 111-103. Luka scores 31. Like, don't look now, and we talked a lot at the start of the season of Dallas struggling, kind of, you know, keeping their head above water right around the 500 mark. Dallas has now won 5 straight. They end the Jazz's 8-game winning streak. Dallas is now 7 games over 500 here at 28-21. So if Dallas kind of like keeps this up, Luka's obviously Luka. He was, you know, one of the MVP favorites coming into the year. Media loves him. Fans love him. He's obviously sensational. One of the great young players we've seen in a long time in the association here. I'm not saying that like Luka's, like when it's all said and done, like we're going to be sweating our bet. Like that's not what I'm saying. But I do think that once we get past Jokic, once we get past Embiid, we say Harden 0. Like the Lakers have basically told you LeBron's not coming back anytime
soon. He's
the fact
zero.
The fact that LeBron's plus 800 is hilarious. He's 0.
Right.
Giannis is 0. I don't think Portland's going to do enough to be able to get Lillard up there.
Agreed.
So I think if there's one guy that can potentially, you know, screw this up for us, it's Luka Doncic. So is the answer, Ken, we ignore Luka and we kind of stick with what we've got with the two guys that we like? Or do we want to add a position on Luka? Well, he's at 14-1. To kind of play a little safe, just in case he's able to maybe come from behind and able to snatch this award at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so. First of all, you've definitely identified the only other person who can win the award. I mean, there's literally only 3 players at this point, and if all 3 got hurt, it would become extremely dicey. But like think about what you're asking here. So, I do think Doncic is very interesting. There are some 14s. It's actually less than that in a bunch of places too. I've seen 10. I've seen 8 in a bunch of places. He's the guy who's likely, his price is most likely to crash. I think you just like, you have 3 decisions, right? Naked position on both guys that you already have. You're willing to say, I'm going to sweat Doncic. Like I'm in the driver's seat. I definitely have the 2 favorites. Like I'm a favorite. Like these are valuable bets. I'm just going to ride this out. I don't think anybody would blame you. It's just more risk. You could add Doncic as a profitable amount. Then your pool of players pays. I can't do the math off the top of my head, but obviously if you were, you know, if you were minus 200 before with both guys, now you're throwing a little extra money in, like you're going to get less on all the guys, but maybe you want to win the same amount on all 3 because you like Luka, because you think he actually could win, or you could use him as like a hedge. You could use him to get back whatever money you want, you invested. So let's say you bet $500 total on Embiid and Jokic. You could bet Luka to win 500 as like a stopgap, basically. So it's like if everything falls apart and the third guy wins, you're invested less, but you also don't win anything if he wins. I mean, there's basically 3 ways to set it up. I agree that his price is going to drop and people be like, well, then you have to play it. If you think he's going to be 5 2 weeks from now and he's 14 now, then you have to play it. I think he's still really far behind, though. I think that's like the problem. So I think when we get to the end of the season, like he will probably be the second choice in the market at the end of the season. But I'm not sure he can. There's enough time left even for him to get there. It's really close. And I don't have like a locked in. Here's definitely what you should do. But I think those are your three options. And it's really like your evaluation of like how much risk you want to take, basically. Like you can lock up money. Like if you play those three guys, that's still that's a plus board. Like you're not. It's not like a zero sum situation. You will win money when the MVP award is handed out. It's kind of like, do you want to give up some risk and lock in the money, or do you not want to? I mean, that's kind of like a personal preference thing, basically.
All right, good stuff there on the NBA MVP award. Ken, I also know there was something you wanted to say about the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, and we'll do more on this after they play Toronto tonight, because I think it'll be even more interesting. No matter what the result of that game is, it'll be more interesting. Lakers have 22 games left this season. And just, I like eyeballed the schedule, because I was like, everyone's saying they're going to be fine. Then the new approach, which I've heard in a bunch of popular podcasts today, is like, well, I mean, they're going to struggle, but like, they'll be the six. Like, that's the new one that everyone's going with. Like, well, they'll drop to the six, but it's not going to get any worse than that. They have 22 games left this year. I ran my numbers. They're going to be favored in six of the 22 games, including tonight. They were extremely lucky. Van Vliet and Lowry are not playing. They'd be like a 3.5-point dog if that was the case. They caught a huge break tonight. This is like one of the 5-6 winnable games on the schedule. I shouldn't say winnable. One of the 5 or 6 games where they would be favored, and they caught a huge break injury wise. Like, they're playing a Toronto. Like, think about Toronto this year with no home court, everybody out. The Lakers are a 1-point favorite against them. Like, what are they going to be? They got two against Dallas left. They got two against Utah left. They got Brooklyn. Like, they got, you go through the schedule, like literally the Knicks games, like, I think they might be a dog at New York in a lot of situations this year.
It depending will be.
On who comes back. You're talking about 6 of 22 as a favorite. So the most likely record for the Knicks is like some range of 6-16 Lakers. Sorry. 6-16, 4-18, 8. I mean, just like all of these outcomes, that's the 6 seed. Like, that's the play-in tournament. That's like the 9. That's like the 10. Like, I think the way most likely path for the Lakers at this point, just go. Again, look, you don't even have to trust my numbers what the games are going to be the rest of the year. They're playing Toronto with no players tonight in Tampa, and they are favored by a point. Look at the schedule the rest of the year. Keep that in mind. Like, how many games do you think they're favored in? What's their most likely record? I think it is much more likely than not that they are in the play-in tournament.
I agree. I mean, you know, we kind of talked about that, right?
But like, nobody's saying that. Everyone's like 6 seed, or like they're going to be good.
Are we the only ones? Because I feel like we said it like very early on in the process.
Well, I said miss the playoffs is in play, and that's still true, by the way. Like, they're just going to go 6-16, and they're going to make it. Like, what? Like, what are we talking about? Like, this is like absurd.
Well, I think like we're operating under the assumption that like neither guy's coming back at all for the regular season, and that may not be the case. Like, maybe AD doesn't come back.
Final 5 games, maybe. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that'd be a hell of a story. Like, here's LeBron to save the day for the final couple of games of the regular season.
I honestly think that's the most likely outcome, is like they're really in trouble. They have to come back final couple games. They get in, play in tournament.
Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. It's like LeBron's on ice right now until like we absolutely like break glass in case of emergency. Here's LeBron now that we need him. Interesting. Okay, good NBA conversation. On the other side, we welcome in Will Brinson from CBS Sports, Masters DFS, and National Football League with Will to close a Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.